Hey guys, welcome to The Last Three Digits, where we're talking about money and everything in between.
Because they would have come to your £400 birthday dinner. I don't ask for much. What do you mean, bruv?
It's just one day a year. You're fair enough. Fridays as well.
Oh, when people are...
Fridays, Hakusan. And Sunday, we go to Miami.
Because girls are usually gassed by the middle amounts. And this is probably why girls don't go for a higher salary.
Yo.
Yo. Remember when you used to have rappers here, Brent?
Yes. I remember when you used to rap also.
In here?
This was here. You came in. Were you young also?
That was here.
Yes. Dillamans.
You're lying. Oh, no.
Remember when I talked to him about this before?
He's
put to him about the church.
You've never told me about this. That was here. Oh my.
Was his rap trash?
That wasn't me. That was Rio's group.
Boy bands. You let it slide.
Deepak, no, Rio was in his gospel rap group.
Well, you were the gospel rap group?
They were in BTS.
Rio was. I was.
You're
never
the gospel.
I've never.
Were you the Omarion of the group, or you the, was it T Boog, or what they call it?
Lil Fizz.
Lil Fizz.
I've never.
Did you do dance routines?
I made a gospel song though with Triple O.
Do you dance routines?
I made a gospel song with Triple O once.
Did you do dance routines with your
I've
Nike,
never
like...
been in a gospel band. This is
staying in the pod, by the way.
I've only ever been
Yay!
In a gang.
You're in a gang, yeah. A gospel music.
Yeah, gospel gang.
Gospel gang. Yeah, they used to do that.
Oh my days, that was here. I recorded.
What were you saying? You were hope dealers before the hope dealers.
Nah. I was
mentioned hope dealers.
Rio wanted a feature for a song, and he said he knows a studio. And I went to the studio, and I didn't know it was here. So I've been here. I've recorded here.
What did it used to look like?
I can't remember it. This is years ago, man. I remember there being a booth.
Trap mash.
All I remember is a booth. That's all I remember. I don't even remember Brent.
All I need is a booth.
So I've met
all
Brent.
All I need is one mic.
I've met Brent. That's bare weird.
Anyway.
Welcome to The Last Three Digits. My name is Bolasol.
Oh, true. It's Nigo.
True is Iodisi.
You need your own tagline.
I just use I'm the, hey guys, I'm the guy that does the Instagram PowerPoints. How you doing?
I am done. Not the Instagram.
My name is Nigo True, and I'm rhyme pointless words together on this voice.
Hey guys, if you want to be triggered, go on to my Twitter. I'm Disunomics. But go on.
Hey, how guys, do you trigger people on your Twitter?
I don't even trigger people no more.
You did it today.
What did he do?
All he did was tweet a screenshot of
statistics. Now it's got to a point where people are now looking to be offended.
Right. This is literally, I can't make this up. Literally.
What was it about?
So people are having discussions about
fatherhood. Yeah, so apparently they're looking at potentially removing passports for people who don't pay their child support here. And obviously some people are like, this is a bad idea because they're looking at it more holistically because the government have been taking so many steps to be able to de-citizenize, is that even a word? Remove people's citizenship.
Yeah.
Like, and they're moving very like authoritative state-wise. Yeah. And some people are like, fuck it, this is good. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you lot of bums, you can't be having your child at home hungry. You're in Ibiza. And some people are like, this is negatively going to affect black men more than other people. And
then maybe black men should step up to the plate.
So obviously, bare people talking about child maintenance, I've seen it for the last 2 days and I haven't seen one single stat. Okay, you lot are just throwing numbers. So I'm going to... Yeah, so I'm like, okay, let
Wait,
me
one
put
single a, stat about what?
About what they're saying. They're saying
it's a black men
thing, or they're saying it's
no,
not.
No, it's not. It's so, just a general... It could be a lousy mum as well.
I think to me personally, it's a scary precedent to set. Like, I'm fully against it, personally.
So am I.
I think a lot of people think that because you're saying essentially you're against something that goes against deadbeat fathers, it must mean, because the way what social media works is that you're either the good guy or the bad guy.
Mm. Let me be a feminist here and say deadbeat mothers as well.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah, any deadbeat parent or whatever. Yeah, a lot of people think, because you're not for whatever thing they want to put against the deadbeat parent, it must mean you're for deadbeat parents.
Yeah,
and it's not, no.
It's not that
if we give the government, like, I always say it to people, like, when people are on the attack, they always think about the attack. They don't think about the precedent they're setting. So I used to say it, for instance, with Exposure. Me and you used to have this conversation in the group chat that when everyone's doing these social media, da, 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 one day this is going to bite someone you like.
Facts.
So when you think all this social media stuff is great because it's like, but the bad guy gets da, 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 da. It will hit you soon.
And you have to keep the same energy.
100%. Yeah. Now, when you give the government power to say, oh, what certain crimes we can revoke your passport, it's like, eventually this is going to hit you.
Yeah, these are the same people that were angry at the Jamaica 50 who were convicted of like petty crimes or being deported. It's not too dissimilar of a concept. So obviously people are having different arguments. So my thing is, okay, cool, boom. Obviously, I understand. I like to look at stats. Here's the stats. So now people have more information to discuss. So I'll put stats of the percentage of recipients of child maintenance by ethnicity, and it almost felt exactly due to the population. So it's about 90% of population or white. It was like 86%. Like 2% as of the last census, 2011, population was black. It was 4.8. And like maybe 4% of our population is Asian, and it was like 3.5. So black people are slightly more overrepresented, but probably from the results of this census, we probably see that our population is probably closer to 4 to 5%. Anyway, I did another picture of the total numbers, because obviously that just was percentages. The total number came out like 300,000 white people, 22,000 black people. Then I also posted links to where I got that information from. And another one that had more information of how child maintenance is broken up, how many people are not paying or whatever. So I gave people the percentage, the gross, and information on who's paying, on how much people, if people are paying or not. People in my mentions like, what are you trying to say?
They were making conclusions and responding.
Yeah.
So they were saying,
I need to see this.
A lot of the quote tweets were saying, oh, I guess you don't know how to use stats. Da, 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 da. How is the guy that's always, I can't remember exact words, but it sounded like, how's this economics guy not understanding stats? And I'm thinking, he hasn't put it into context.
I haven't said a word. Well, like, I didn't even do full stop. I did not say, I just posted
the stats.
It was literally post your pick and go.
And then someone even asked, someone challenged him something, and you told them, I'm putting it up so while we're having this convo, we can have the actual information.
Yeah, she didn't reply though.
But everyone ignored that. And I was thinking, you lot just want a problem. Like, you lot just want a problem. But yeah, on the deadbeat parenting or whatever, yeah, man's...
I'm sorry, I've gone to the first picture on your media and I can't. Shout out MXM, said, which one, choose carefully. Lads or girls trip or feeding your kids? And you've posted a picture of you on holiday.
Facts, man.
Okay, I'm seeing that these are the stats by ethnicity. But okay, yeah, as you said, whites are taking over, obviously, the majority in this country by 85.6%. And this is from the ONS?
Government.
Yeah, government website.
So it will all be compiled by the Department of Wealth and Pensions and the ONS, probably.
There we go. Let me even retweet it. What is the issue? And why are people feeling so triggered
Because I don't know. So whatever they sit in the argument, they feel like my tweet is against them. So I've seen people use my stats on both sides of the argument, which is interesting, whatever, but I don't really care. I just posted it so people, because I hate seeing people talk about stuff that you could actually quantify.
What is the argument in question?
So people are saying, I think one of the questions was, are black fathers proportionately going to be more impacted by this because they're the ones that, there's more black fathers that are not, that have to pay child support than maybe.
Where are they getting these stats from?
I don't know.
It reminds me, I saw a tweet the other day. 99% of, you know, there's that new show, the one that everyone's angry about because they're calling it trauma porn.
Oh, the one that Bash is on.
Yeah, it's not trauma porn, but we're not going to get into that. But yeah, and someone made a quote tweet saying, the reason I'm against this is because 99% of the directors are white. The tweet got like over 2,000 retweets and quote tweets. Everyone's like, yeah, man, they always try and take our trauma and make it into this and make it into that. If you Google it, it's like 4 out of the 6 writers are black. Like, but it's a quick Google. So to me, I was even shocked.
Even that in itself, yeah, this is what I find so strange about people. Something goes viral and then people pretend that that's the only thing that happens. So they're seeing this show and I haven't even checked the trailer because Bash is in it. I'm just going to wait till it drops so I can watch it, innit?
Is it Amazon? Called?
I can't remember what it's called. I need to go get the name, innit? Okay. So it's going to be
them.
I think it might be them or something
by
like
Leno,
that.
By Leno, like Lena Waithe. Yeah.
And then so people like, why is it old? See, I even checked to see the thing if it's like black trauma or not. But the thing is, there's bare black shows, you know, like bare on Amazon. There's even a actual subset category on Amazon for black shows.
Yes.
And Netflix.
So yeah, and Netflix. So my thing is that if people try to do the same thing with Backchat, shout out Backchat, they say, oh, why is it every time, and they try to do the same thing with free shots and receipts, why is it every time they only promote our shows that are entertainment or talking nonsense?
But brother, are you tuning into the educational ones?
There's bare shows, fam. Bare. There's literally, you go on Apple Podcasts right now or Spotify, there is genres. There is so much stuff. There's genres for a reason, bro. Like, there's people that do so many things, fam. There's like, there's us, there's you, there's the Bolo Show, there's Nigo, there's Meet Us After Seven, there's Making Sense, there's 90s Baby, there's Property Cohort, there's Dope Black Moms, there's so many, there's Nerd
and,
Council,
and
there's,
you choose what you tune into.
There's
yeah.
Just Gina does a fitness thing, so does Yusuf, so does Chisel. Like,
let's be true, like, all these arguments to me, on it's, if people are moving like it's still Illuminati and that, like, essentially, what happens is, do the corporates push things that might be deemed negative? The reason I'd say yes is not because they push them because they're negative. They push them because they're popular.
Exactly.
Then you have to ask a question about the audience. Because a free shot, I wouldn't say a free shot is negative, by the way. The examples that you give that people are sort of like, okay, these are at the top. And they think, oh, white people are pushing these for whatever reason. It's like, they're at the top because they're popular. Because they're talking about things that the audience that they have love and enjoy and support, and they push it to a certain level where it gets seen. But then what people like to do is minimize those achievements. So to me, I think what Free Shots have done, the receipts have done, and what others has done is flipping amazing. Mm. Like it's top tier. Mm. Like what they've said is the conversations that we have in our group chat with our friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
We're having some, on this podcast.
Yeah, some important, some miscellaneous. But did you hear that?
Yeah, it was the tick. It was the tick of the thing. Let me just check it. Go on.
Yeah, some important, some miscellaneous, but we're going to do it. No matter. And a lot of people are scared to do that. A lot of people are creating content on a daily basis based on what they think other people want
rather than
what they want to do.
So I don't even want to segue, but like one of the things I tell myself now, especially as I'm happy to say soon I'll be hitting the big 3-0. Is this content going to make me money? Because I cannot be on social media for free. It is too long. It is taxing. You go on there, people are arguing about this, arguing about that. Does it matter? Mate, we're in a pandemic. We're trying to stay alive. We're trying to thrive, innit? So I don't really get the whole this is popular. So is the songs like, what's that song? Why You Gotta Be So Rude? Is that the genre you listen to? No, it's not. But it's popular and it works for you. What is wrong with it being popular within our culture?
Yeah.
But I think to be the first, you know, that comes with criticism. And you just
I just find it a bit strange. Like, people need to laugh, man.
Yeah. Speaking of statistics, of course, this was the week, or should I say last week, where the census came out. And everyone had to do it. What is the census? I looked up something. This is from Wikipedia. So yeah, obviously it's going to seem like I'm reading from a sheet because I am. A census is the procedure of systematically enumerating and acquiring and recording information about the members of a given population. It's done every 10 years, but you know, as much as I dislike the Nigerian passport for being done every 5 years, I think that the census should be done every 5 years as well. What do you lot think?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, I don't know how intensive it is in terms of the efforts and collating of data and stuff like that, but I understand why they take it every 10 years because things do take some time to change. But it'll be interesting, maybe even like a mini census or something, I don't know. I find the census so useful because when I talk on statistics, I use the census. So when there was a lot of dating, there's a lot of interracial dating topics. And it used to drive me mad because nobody ever picked up a stat. They just go off what they think they see. They're not really going off what they see, what they think they see. So I'm like, yeah, you can actually check stuff out. So I was like, oh, 88% of black men are in relationships with, or married or live with black women. And the number is even slightly higher for women. So we tend to date each other. So I like to use those type of statistics because of the census. Because it literally goes to every household and asks you so many questions. Like this census, they even added questions on gender identity and sexual orientation. I think that's the difference. And I think in 2011 was like the first time they allowed people to do it online, because whereas before it was more
post
by a post. And I think even back in the days, they used to come to your door and them things there.
Understand that. What if you've gone to get milk?
It's true. It's all about banging. How many people's in your house? Do you know what I mean?
And people have work.
Hey, that was one question. So was like, if somebody stayed over at your house this week, I was like, big man, relax.
They're trying to catch niggas slipping.
So that would be like, so that they could report.
And they know exactly where you are as well.
The thing is, and they're probably getting money, compensation from whoever it is, like the government or whatever. You know, if you catch people slipping, you can get rewards. So you get reward money. So you're doing the census. You have to be like, yeah, Tuesday, got my babes round.
Nah.
And then someone's coming around to come and collect to you, like Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, catching you in 4K.
I was like, nah, but I know we stayed at my house this week. Nice try. Snitches get stitches, man.
I really want to quickly segue into that, since I said caught in 4K, people need to leave Dave alone. I'll say that quickly and I'll say it now.
Dave, yeah, big up Dave, man.
Big up Dave, because let me tell you something. When the next album drops, I'm there.
People are just bored. People are weird, man. Like, people are weird. I said it. Like, if you build those precedents, you're gonna hate it when it spins back on you. But
it happened. It literally happened last in the pandemic. It was okay to cook hyper visible within your network men, and then when it came to women within our community that people loved, respected, and they had to get the same treatment that the men got. People then said, why are black women bearing the brunt? No. You created the rules. You were the policeman. You were the judge. You were the jury. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you were the key worker.
Yeah, bro. You were everybody in you were the whole system. You created a system, so you have to eat it. So like, hopefully people saw what happened last year, just to round up, and saw when it happened to people that they actually care about, that they know, well, fantastic women doing bits, young, like, allow it, like, rest.
Yeah, like, the Dave thing is jarring, because it's back to, like, the stats thing with you. Like, Donny took pictures. Like, do you know what a picture is? Like, if I go toilet and you two take a picture and you put it on Twitter, have we now broken up? Like, or do we now not exist? Like,
but also, why is that the representation you want?
Because it's his friends.
No, I'm talking about is that, like, why is that in that particular place the representation you want? Because if let's say, for example, there were darker skinned women on there, would there now be a new argument?
I don't understand.
So it's like people being like, oh, you don't hang around with women who are maybe the same skin tone as you.
Yeah.
And then if you are, it's like, don't those girls have jobs? There's always going to be,
there's always some hate. I think, to me, it's, I don't know, man. I just find it so jobless, man. Just so a young man is out there on holiday. I remember once he put a picture of his friend for on her birthday on his Insta story, and they made him trend. Like, they made him trend. He said no words. He just posted a picture of her on his story. It was her birthday, and I hate blog pages. They're nasty places. All the blog pages, all the people on Twitter were making think pieces about it. Even with this one.
Hey, no cap, yeah. See some of you lot on Twitter, yeah.
They're jobless,
bro. One day, you're going to look back at how you behaved on Twitter, and you'll be like, rah, I was washed, you know? Because there's some people on the very same app as you, yeah, that are not behaving washed. It's not by force. Like, actually not by force. You need to ask yourself, why am I so concerned and offended by the independent actions of an individual I do not know or have access to?
It's weird. It's proper weird.
If said individual, even though you don't know them, and they're saying disrespectful things, or you see them doing disrespectful things,
fair.
Have at it. Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
But people living their lives, like,
yeah, bro.
You don't even know you don't know nothing. You don't know the context, bro.
Bro, if you like take a picture and your sister's not there, well, she's not in the family, like,
true.
It's bare weird, bro. It's bare. Pictures are what you lot are using. And do you know what I find weird is, because people remove the humanity from people. I remember there was the Bobby Shmurda situation. And do you know what's funny, actually?
What was that?
Do you know what's funny? A lot of this stuff from the ladies and men doing it, yeah, are the people that, these things especially are from people saying, you know, that they're protecting and defending women. But do you know how degrading this is to women?
Yeah.
That, because you're speaking about them as if to say they're items. Like, for instance, I've got my friends, yeah? So let's say it's us three, right?
Mm.
If someone says, why isn't there, obviously you're a black lady, you're a black man. If someone says, why is there not a darker skinned lady in the picture? That's my brethren.
Yeah.
That's my actual brethren. You want me to swap her out So you're happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's my... Do you understand how you're talking about people? Like, to me, I just find it so weird. But the Bobby Shmurda thing was, Bobby came out of prison. He took a picture. There was three girls. I think two were white and one was light skin or something. And everyone, bruv, all the quote tweets, the same sort of people in the day thing, yeah, are like, where's the... Why are you bringing in white hoes, inverted commas? Where are the black queens? Da, 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 da. These women only want him for the money. Da, 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 da. Bro, someone had to throw up a throwback picture. These were his friends from over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Before man went Joe.
Bro, do you get what I'm saying? This isn't... So I think a lot of this stuff, no offense, yeah, I've always said it, but I don't think I've said it publicly. I've always thought, this is my opinion, a lot of these narratives on social media are pushed by people that weren't raised, A, in areas with black people or with black people in general, or they just had
certain people running around like their park talking about the struggles they never experienced, fam.
Bro, yeah, I'm not even getting to that. Or they just had negative experience with one race, do you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, if you grew up around a group of people, like for instance, I grew up in what we all call the hood, which happens in Brixton, happens in Northwest, happens in East, happens in South, whatever, even Central London, whatever, yeah, where my neighbor's black, my other neighbor's Asian, my across the road is white, da da da. We're all people. Do you know what I'm saying? When it gets to actual discrimination and actual problems, fair, I'm with you, lot. Do you know what I'm saying? But when man are saying, raw, why are you taking pictures with white girls or Asian girls? These are our people, bruv. Like, these
They're
are
still
man's
people at the
friends.
End of the day. Yeah.
I find it nuts that you now have to explain why you have a lighter shade friend or girl. that's nuts to me. That is actually nuts. And the worst thing is, yeah, before we move on, this is coming from people who get chopped by white men. That's a story for another day.
That's mad. But just to end it. If it gets disrespectful or degrading to black women, I'm with you.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? If someone's out here cussing or whatever, or being disrespectful, or if it becomes financial decisions, you're only, you know what I'm saying, you're only giving money to lighter-skinned women because they're lighter-skinned, then yeah, I'm with you. That's disgusting. If man just have brethren that are different colours and man are taking pictures with their brethren, go to sleep, man.
Yeah.
Like, go sleep. Scroll past.
Go to sleep. Yeah, exactly. Or just scroll past, keep it moving. Oh, I was just going to say something, but I totally forgot. I think just to end as well, one of the things people really need to take into consideration, which I've just learned from having cousins who live in different areas, is that people live in different areas. One thing that my friend taught me as like, she's a psychotherapist, I used to make generalizations and she said, you are basing that solely on your experiences. Facts, you cannot facts. Go around basic. Not everyone's grown up the same way as you. I know facts. Some people who grew up in Lincolnshire and they were one of three black people in the whole facts. Town.
Yeah, yeah.
So who exactly were they supposed to be with then? And yeah. If so, why is it such an issue to you? Family, why don't you just focus on your own representation?
That's such a good point, Bola, because I remember one time I was talking about, okay, I think I tweeted this years ago, black men, have you had any problem with the police? And obviously the majority of people said yes. But I had a couple men that told me I've never ever had a negative experience with police. In fact, my experience with police have been quite positive. One like lived in South. So are we now to say his experience is the experience? Because these people who say, oh, this is my experience, he could technically say, oh, there's no problem with black people in the police. Do you know what I mean? And I could say no. Do you know what I mean? So,
but what you're saying, that goes back to what I said about setting a precedent, because I'm a big believer there's no such thing as acting black or et cetera, et cetera. We have different experiences in different places. If I've experienced the hood, it doesn't mean a black person in this part of London has to have experienced badness. Bro, my own brother, who I grew up in the same house with, has a completely different experience to London as I do. If you ask him about London, you'd want to move there. If you ask me, you'd want to leave. Do you know what I'm saying? We have different experiences. And our one is more based on, I guess, the different year groups we're in. His just different little traits that just sort of changed our entire experience. Do you know what I'm saying? So when people are like, oh, this is the black London, like, I guess you can have a majority experience, of course, but people are different. People, like, even outside...
People watch too much Top Boy.
Yeah. Like, even when I said earlier, people from outside, like, people that aren't around black people, are making a lot of these references. I don't think this is all people or not around black people. I just noticed, this is my experience, this is what I've noticed. The people that I've noticed that say some of the weirdest things either have no experience with a majority black majority black groups. So for instance, I went to a school that was majority black, or they had nothing but negative experiences with certain racial groups. And that's their experience. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge their experience, but the same way I shouldn't is the same way they shouldn't push that on to everyone as the majority experience. What I've experienced isn't everyone else's life, and vice versa for you. And just rest, bruv. Eat some chocolate or something, man. Please.
So apparently the population in the UK is 67.8 million. I should round out to like 68 million. Do you really still think that we as black people are like 3% of the population?
I think this census will show that there's an increase in ethnic minorities across the board.
Yeah, because that would mean that we have maybe around 2.5 million people now. And I think there's definitely more.
I think the census will show there's more of us. I think the census will show a higher number of people reporting different sexual orientation. Also we'll see changing in the gender identity. So I think I'm really looking forward to the results of the census. I think it's going to show that we're more diverse than we were in 2011.
And I really hope by 2031 it just continues to increase, for sure, for sure. Do you know there was an article, I need to find it, but I definitely saw it on Sky News, that said by 2080, black people will be the majority race. I'm sure that includes people who identify as mixed race as well.
Okay.
But, when I heard that, I thought about having 5 children.
to add to the cause.
Yeah.
Multiplier effect. You 5 kids, go have 5 kids. That's 25 now.
Exactly,
so, yeah.
Exactly. Definitely. Don't you think some of our parents thought that? Like, they spoke to their friends and said, how many kids do you have? And you look after them together.
Our parents' generation had hella kids, you know.
Yeah, they really did.
Our grandparents' generation. Because when I speak to, like, Nigerian people, yeah, their grandparents had, like, 6 kids. Because loads of people's parents, like, they have hella brothers and sisters.
My granddad had 13 kids.
I find that nuts, brother. What girl come trying to tell me 8 kids? I said, huh? So you better have 8 kids' money, my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
See me, I got pee for 2 to 4.
If that boy, I'm trying to have 2.5 because you know you got that half niece or nephew who like don't really mess with their mom and dad too tough. They're always at your house.
Hey, listen, my aim, yeah, is first shot, twins.
God, I am on my knees. Please, I am begging for twins.
First shot, twins, 2 kids, 1 pregnancy cycle. Do it once.
I'm eating amala, by the way. I've heard that helps. It's the skin of the yam, isn't it? On amala.
Yeah, that's good. Yam's good.
Skin of the yam. So if anyone's looking to get twins, like, once I get married, they'll be like, every day, small bits of amala.
Listen, I just need that twin gene to come through hella strong, fam.
It will be tough, but when it's done, it's done.
Yeah. Jesus.
My sister's best friend has, I think, 4 kids under the age of 6. Yeah, so she's got 4 kids. And she said it's hard right now. And she has her own nursery, so it helps. But she said it's hard right now. But when you're done, you're done. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, imagine having a kid at 10 and you pop another one. That's another bird.
Oh, no. But the great thing about that, though, is obviously when they're 10, they can help you out a bit.
Yeah, it's true.
That's 10, fantastic. Even 6. Even 6, they can help out. Even 4. Like my sister, she's one of my sisters, she's basically, you know, chosen gaps on purpose so that when she pops out another kid.
It's true, because I think of my sibling, my family, like I helped my parents bear out with my siblings.
What's the gap between?
So there's 3 years between me and my sister. There's another 3 years between my sister and my brother, and then 4 years between my 2 brothers.
Sick. Should we have a quick chat about like the mortgages thing?
Fine, this mortgage thing is kind of long because
kind of long. Please say it with the.
I'm stressed. That's the long story short. Like that's one thing that I want to learn a lot more about. Because I was speaking to my boy and he was telling me something that I'm not going to repeat on the pod because one, he told me not to. He doesn't want to share it with people because most people are pagans, he says.
I know it is.
Yeah, you know what I told you?
Yeah.
Like there's little tricks and trades that you can do
to get a house.
Do you know what I mean? I'll tell you both it. So when you lot are ready, you can do this. Like, I'm going to listen to that because.
No, we've spoken already, remember?
Okay, I'll talk about it then.
You've mentioned it.
I might have mentioned it to you. So like, there's so many different things. There's so many different mortgage packages. Like, okay, cool. Do you try to save a bit more and try to get as close as possible? Or do you go for a rental property type investment first and then do you know what I mean? Like, try to gain some equity, then flip it again. Like, I just find it so interesting, especially with now also thinking about, do I want to stay in London? Is it viable to stay in London, especially with Flexi working, like working from home, looking like it's going to be the thing now.
Please, God.
literally on my knees. If you're getting London weighted wages and you don't have to travel to London every week.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you, like, in my opinion, let me say that, in my opinion, looking from my perspective,
yeah,
as much as I love London, yeah, once I have a family, what am I doing here? Why? Like,
so, the for anyone listening, there's places called, well, you call them commuter towns.
Yep.
For London, and essentially they're places where you can get into London quick and easy, but they're not London, so they're cheaper. So, like, the top 10 most affordable commuter towns are Grays, Lee Grave, Crayford, Basildon, Harlow, Dartford, Hockley, Stevenage, Billericay, and Gravesend. Yeah, and then more. Yeah, but it's interesting. So, for instance, if I give you an example of another couple, the ones that I like the most are Chatham and Strood.
Kent.
Yeah. But they're both in Kent. And Chatham, I can't remember the distance, 48 minutes to London. Yeah, Strood might be a madness. Strood, I think, is one or two stops to Stratford. Yeah.
Oh, the fast train.
Yeah, yeah.
That train's peak, fam.
Yeah, so to me, it's like, well, I grew up in London. I grew up in East London, Leighton, where nothing's further than an hour away. Yeah. But if you're telling me the reason you're staying in London is to get to everything faster, but these places can get you into, some of these places can get you into central London faster than if you lived in London.
Yeah, facts.
Do you get what I'm saying? So you sort of lose that novelty. And I think novelty is part of it. There's the ideology. Obviously, people don't want to live in areas where there's not a lot of black people, but I think a lot of these areas are being populated with.
Yeah, if you're looking at Dagenham and Grays and these type of areas, Raynham, yeah, you start to see a larger black community move towards these areas.
Is that important to both of you in your decision-making of where to...
I want live? It to be multicultural. I wouldn't want to raise my kids in a place that's just black. I wouldn't want to raise my kids in a place that's just white. I do think that mix of culture is important.
Honestly, for me, it's mainly the financials and if there's a good school in the area. My ideal will be an area where there's loads of black people. That's my ideal. But if not, that's not going to deter me if the money makes sense, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to provide my family and kids the best possible future. Life. So that might be... But obviously, knowing how I am and how my wife will be culturally and the people that we are around...
How do you know your wife will be like culturally?
Because I know what I'm going to pick.
And your dysonomics.
Oh. Yeah, no, it sounded like you might... Do you know what I'm saying?
Stay calm.
No, I'm just saying.
Stay calm.
Oh, I hear that. Nah, man. Yeah, go ahead and use explain about your hypothetical.
Do you know you could use being dysonomics as leverage? Shockingly.
For a house?
Yes.
You need to talk to me because I'll do that.
Right. I'll talk to you after.
I was thinking the other day, hold on. So many places I'm going to spend my whole money. Why don't I leverage something? I'm saying, like...
It might just make the process faster. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so for me, it's just about the money. And I know culturally, my family and the people I'm going to be hanging around and how I'm going to try to raise my children, they're going to be quite African culture centric, not with some sense, not some of the nonsense vocals. Yeah. And obviously,
that's a podcast in itself.
Yeah. Why don't we have a conversation about how there's bare things in my culture I press delete on?
Oh, hella stuff I pressed delete.
Bare things.
Control, delete.
Yeah.
I want yams at my traditional though. Don't skimp. I said, I want yams at my traditional though. Don't skimp.
So you want yams at your traditional. No, but how do you feel about the whole mortgage thing now, and would you live out of ends?
Absolutely. Somebody, I need to start quoting this stuff down, but you know, there's so much information out there. Somebody said that, if you look at like all the CEOs or like the big directors in companies, none of them live in London.
Nobody lives in
London. These people will be on probably 200K. When I used to work for one of the big four accountancy firms, I would see them come in, I don't know, a certain time on Monday, leave on Thursday, leave in the afternoon. Like, see you guys later, have a good week. They're working from home on Friday. And
they don't live there. They just, it's probably even cheaper for some of them. I used to work with some of these people as well who would come in and do like 3 long days because that was offered as a shift and go back to a nice life outside of London where life is so much more cheaper, but you're still making a London wage.
Yeah. It's more relaxed as well. Yeah. Like majority of people that I've worked with professionally, most of them, especially senior managers, people with PD, know they live in London. And that's simply because let's say they're willing to spend 800 bags on a family home. 800 bags, like where I live in Stratford, two bed flats are 800 bags.
No, thank you.
Two bed flats are 800 bags. In Surrey, Kent, or any of these commutable towns, 800 bags could probably get you a fuck off 5-bed detached house with a garage and a big garden. See what I'm saying? So when you have a family, when you have a family, that stuff matters, you know what I mean? So I was even looking at some stats today, yeah? And if you look at rent, so the average price of rent in the UK is now £984 as of February 2021, which is up 3% on last year, Feb. However, if you take London out of that, the average rent price is actually 840, so it goes down by 100, and that's up 6.2% in a year.
Is this for a whole house?
No, for whatever tenancy you're getting.
Okay.
On an average tenancy.
Where are these stats from?
Hold on, I've got this. They are from homelet.co.uk.
Okay.
And if you look at, London rents, yeah, the average rental value in London is 1,572. So the average rental price in London is almost double the average rental price of outside of London. But interestingly, this is down 4.7% from last year. So the pandemic and also some of the impacts of the Tenancy Agreement Act law has actually reduced rental prices in London for the year. And even me, like sometimes, so when I, the last few places I've gone to, rent, I managed to get money off because of the pandemic. And then I've seen, even when I go on, because I'm looking at probably maybe next year to get a different place, like a 2-bed, I'm seeing...
Man, ask why a 2-bed, brother.
What?
You said you want to get a 2-bed, brother.
Yeah.
May I ask why?
So can I have a house for myself and a family?
Jeez.
Next year, brother.
By God's grace.
Jeez. Oh, sick. Sounds like it's all set up, bro.
No, it's called manifesting.
That reminds me, I need to read a post. Hey, no, that's a podcast in itself. Yeah. Manifesting. I was trying to look up the tenancy agreement tax. Was it tax law? Is that what you said? Or just tenancy act? Oh, my bad. Yeah, do you... Can you give us a little information about what?
So, like, they'll try and do stuff to like protect like renters, but so according to Houselet.co.uk, and they're speaking to like some agency. I didn't even write this down. They say we see the volume of UK landlords dip while supply of tenants has continued to grow. Landlords have had to charge more to cover their central costs, including professional, latent agents, valued services. Ultimately, this pushes increased rents back to tenants, the same group who are supposed to. Should have benefited from legislation like the Tenancies Act. Because I think before, like, to sign up, I remember back in the days here, not back in the days, maybe a few years ago, you have to pay, like, an agency, like, 4 bills just to, like, get a house, like, in admin fees and all that type of stuff. So I think they scrapped, I'm going to have to fact check this, because I remember a lot of stuff has changed when I first started to look to rent. Like, that's why I just didn't use agencies, because I have to pay, like, a few hundred pounds just for you to do admin fees. What are you administrating? There's a contract, I sign it, a lie. What happens next, innit? So, but yeah. What's I saying? Yeah, so even when I was looking at 2-beds, yeah, the prices are going down. Because every time you go on the web, every time I go on the website on Rightmove or Spare Room, you're seeing price drop. Simply because...
And no deposit needed and stuff
like
that.
Simply because people aren't moving, bro. Like, the market is stagnant as hell. So... And this is a big industry in itself. Because when I first started, when I first moved out in 2017, brother, if you do not take the place you're going to view on the, when you viewed it,
it's gone,
bruv. Myth. Now, man out NSC options. And you know what? I'll get back to you, man. Because when I was looking to move, when I moved in November, the way people were running, man, down on WhatsApp. Mr. Dissu, have you made a decision yet?
Bro, they basically trying to offer it to you. They want to pay your rent.
Bro, there's places that are doing there's buildings like, so like the new build buildings, bare of them are doing the first month free rent.
Oh, okay.
Or first 2 months or 3 months free rent.
It's lit. But yeah, no, I'd...
Why is it lit?
Huh? Why is it lit?
Yeah. It sounded like you had a... That you were going to take... Do you want no, I'm
like,
lie
like
you
I wanted a new build?
No, no, it's cool. It's cool.
Can't a man have aspirations?
No, it's cool.
Can't a man have dreams?
It's cool.
Do you want a new build?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Do I want a new build? Yeah, it'll be nice.
Why? So you can have like a studio and that in it?
A studio?
Yes, not places to shoot.
Yeah, that sounds like a shout, you know.
You gotta pad them up though. They're very different from Victorian houses. Sometimes they're not as like you can go like and like on the other side, like, it's not very
sturdy. One of the places I lived in, the first place I lived in Stratford, if you open a door and it hits the wall, it makes a dent. It makes a dent. The wall, I felt like if I was angry, I could punch my
The thing I'm lucky about is no matter where I'm even, I've got a recording booth.
Because you're going to take your stuff with you?
Yeah.
So okay, I was just wondering if it's easily...
It's long to take it down and put it up, but once it's up, it's
What do you think of, like, I was tweeting the other day because I was talking to my boys, like, loads of black people moving to, like, a very, like, undervalued, underdeveloped
area. And then turning it.
Because if you think about
that
it,
that would be so lit.
Yeah, because I think, I generally think it's a no-brainer. Unless you've got peace, you still live in London, have at it, innit? Because if I had, man, all day in London, like, if that's me, I'd be living in Canary Wharf. Big penthouse, do you get? But
I'd wear the fur jacket in summer.
Facts, sunglasses every day. But like, imagine like, so let's say like a place like Kettering or Stoke, I'm just putting out random places that I know the house prices are dirt cheap.
They will march, bruv.
Like, so let's say like there's 1,000 of us are renting and practicing there. Naturally, what's going to happen? Some of us are going to have a hair shop. We're going to have a barber's. We're going to have our own food places. You know what I mean? And with the money that we're starting to collect in our community, it will just be a vibe, do you get it? And then naturally, if you've got a lot of people in one particular area that have one unique need, money will start to flow there. Investment will go there because people will say, do you know what? There's loads of black people here. I know these people like this certain type of cuisine. So I'm going to go and invest and put up a restaurant here. Like some of the things that we longed for that we missed from ends, we might end up there. You think they want a slap of young Basaba in Stoke-on-Trent if they see loads of aspiring young black professionals and creatives and business people?
But can I say something? This is where ownership becomes key. And this is where you probably need to even have a freehold on the area. Because let's just say there's 20 of us, and let's say all three of us own one of those 20 shops and stuff like that. The difference is if I have a leasehold and someone else owns the ground rent, they can say, out of us three, Bola's shop isn't doing very well. Boom, we put a Basaba there. And that is exactly how gentrification happens. Yeah. If we don't have the ownership properly, then they can just move us out. And then it's just one person. At first, you're thinking, that's a shame it happened to them. Little do you know, next year it's going to happen to somebody else, you know. And then they take you out of the area and say, start again. You've built to 0 to 100. You've built to 80. Mm-hmm. And they've basically said, start again and go further out.
Yeah.
And we're going to come and we are going to start at 80 because the difference is we owned land.
Facts.
Because that's what they did a lot in Brixton. They tripled the rent for some people so they'd have to leave.
Mad.
Even when I look at like other cities, so for instance, obviously, as you know, I've looked at like Manchester and that before.
The rent in Manchester, Jesus.
Bro, the difference in these things, it's over 100% price difference. So for instance, the average price in London at time of this article was average London rent for one bedroom in the city, centre of London, which we know is expensive, £1,652 per month. The same in the exact sort of part of Manchester, same size, everything, £681.
My bedroom showed me, she lives in Manchester, she showed me, so imagine they got like a massive built-in Hilton building, it's like one of the most popping places, yeah. She showed me a flat in that place, yeah. Wavy.
Yeah. So how much they look like hotels sometimes, bro.
She said, a bag. I said,
What area is this?
In Manchester, like in the centre of Manchester. I said,
to translate that, a bag is £1,000.
Yeah, it's £1,000.
Yeah.
And
These are the centre of London.
If you want to live in Marylebone or Oxford Street or...
You're finished.
When I went, yeah. And the most of the people who live there, that's not even their home. Them lot are getting international money. They're just here for banter half a year. Literally here for banter.
For ha-ha-hee-hee.
But it's so interesting, the price difference in these places. And some of it is the novelty, I think. Paris have a similar issue, even though some people don't really like how Paris is set up. But Paris have a similar thing. New York is expensive.
New York's
flip.
Canada's awful as well.
Yeah. You know, in New York, it's normal to not have a driver's license. Because it's just chock-a-block.
But they have lots of good transport, a bit similar.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we can talk about the
San Fran's awful as well. LA's awful. in terms of prices, like,
yeah, so the prices in a lot of these places, and don't get me wrong, the salary is definitely better in these places, but sometimes, not always, sometimes it balances out in what you lose. So what that means is it's not really more money, it just perceives as more money because it gets taken anyway based on rent. Probably even the prices for flipping M&Ms and Skittles and that is more expensive in London than it is in other parts of England. Really random, but when I was a kid, I noticed that like all these corner shop men were doing robberies because the things would say multi-pack only.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Like,
yeah,
and they're shotting it individually. It's really random, but I just always thought about it.
Yeah, they knew they wouldn't get caught. So let us know, first of all, have you done the census yet, or are you down for the 1K fine? And two, if you are from London or if you live outside, like, what do you think about the rents? Would you be willing to move out? Anything else you lot want to add?
No, man, just stay safe. Stay safe in these streets, man. And yeah, any questions you want to ask or whatever, whatever.
Dilemmas. No matter what I do.
To be fair, there was a dilemma, so let me quickly ask so that I can tell her that, hey, this was your question featured at the end of the Last Three Digits podcast. She said, hello, good evening. I'm 21 and have no debt and a green zone for my credit score. So it's good. How do I build my credibility for future needs, e.g. mortgage, e.g. getting accepted for my first credit card?
Also, she hasn't had a credit card.
No.
She says she's got no debt and she's in the green zone. Mm-hmm. My first assumption, which I could be completely wrong, is that she's young.
Yeah, she's 21.
Yeah, okay, cool. She said that or did I just...
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So, firstly, you're going to have to take out credit. I know you're saying you're concerned about for your first credit card. That would probably be one of your first ways of building up credit. Basic things like a mobile phone. If you want to build up your eligibility, sorry. Also, make sure you sign up for, is it called voting? What's
the
it called?
Electoral.
The electoral register. Yeah, electoral register. Just Google that, sign up for it. It will help your credit score a little bit. If you want to use Experian Boost thing, if you've got a lot of money in your bank account, then do it. If you don't, it's not worth it. I would just say consistent income and consistent payments. A credit score essentially is trust. That's all it is. It's trust level. So if you can show that you're trustworthy, so whether that be a mobile phone, whether it be a short term something you take out. So let's say the next time you want to get a product that's, I don't know, £400 or whatever, and you can afford it, and you take out like a loan or you take it out on credit and you pay it back on time. But only do, I'd only say, only take those things out, and this isn't advice I'm giving you, this is just what I would do. I would take out things that I can afford because, and put them on direct debit because the money's always going to go back. I've got something I've got out right now just because I consistently build up my credit that I was able to afford. So I could afford the thing that I've got now, but I took out, I'm not going to say what type of loan, but I took out a type of loan to pay for it. So I took out a type of loan, paid for it cash with that loan, and the money I've got a direct debit to go back into that thing. And every single month, well, this month, I noticed my credit score jump up a little bit. So again, it's not something you have to do, but find little things. As long as you can prove that you're good at paying back money, your score will increase, and you can prove that, you know, you've got a stable income, that you're responsible. It's just about being responsible and stable.
Yeah, I think you answered that
really well. Yeah. Definitely. Cool. So any more dilemmas, you know where to hit us up. 3digitspod@gmail.com. Of course, you can find us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram as well. The last three digits. I almost forgot for a second. The last three digits. And of course, we have been giving you money information. Once again, we'll see you next week.
True.
I think my own catchphrase.
Disu.
Don't do that again.
Disu.
Don't do that again.